Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Bob Shepard about the election for Washington County Board of Supervisors. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your government experience.
I have been in city government for 16 years, and so I do have some experience with budgets and trying to make decisions. And one of the reasons why I feel like I am made for this position is because I originally came because I bought a farm, and I have connections with agriculture as well as the city. And I think that's ultimately important more and more each year as our population builds. We're not talking so much about farm and city anymore as much as we are the region. So I think county has a very strong place to try to help as we move forward. So that's part of my reasons. And I consider myself a solution finder, being off of a farm, spending a lot of time in engineering, and then finally into government. I see the responsibility that the people that are elected to represent the citizens need to be finding solutions, not pointing fingers. So that's where I am. I did go to the University of Iowa, and one of the courses that made a huge impact on me was a bank of courses I took in constitutional law. And because of that, I do strongly feel that anybody elected to an official position to represent the people has an overwhelming responsibility to protect the rights and to protect the welfare of the citizens themselves.
If elected, what do you hope to do as supervisor?
Well, I'll ask a lot of questions. My motto is, talk to me, is also a philosophy. I believe that if I have a question, there's innumerable people out in the community that have that same question. So I want to ask those questions, and I want to have answers. I feel like we need to trust, but we also have to have verification. And by asking those questions, that's when I'm asking for verification. If I don't understand it, there's others that don't understand it. I do believe in the solution-finding philosophy, the listen-to-your-people philosophy. Our county has such a huge pool of knowledge in its demographics that if we ignore them, we're fools. We need to try to tap into whatever anybody can come up with ideas. Every idea and every person has to have a certain level of respect, and we need to show it to them by listening to what they say and then assisting them and us in finding the correct solution that's best for everybody.
One of the primary issues heading into this election is the need for more space for county offices, in particular communications and public health. What would you do to address that problem?
Well, I've been a part of some of that search over the past few years. They are not simple problems, not strictly from the standpoint that you're allocating finite resources, but you also have to take into consideration what is expected as far as service, whether it be communications or whether it be public health. You have to be as efficient as possible, and you have to weigh everything before you make your decisions. And you need to make sure that you find the best solution. Every problem isn't solved by throwing money at it. If you're going to spend your money, you have to make sure that you're spending it to the most efficient method possible. And sometimes it does take time. The only thing you got to worry about is what happens between now and the time when whatever that problem is solved. So it's a hard job. It's a hard one. And it's one that I'd like to hear more. I am aware of a lot of it, but I'd be a fool to say I know the answers.
Are there any budget changes that you'd like to see implemented?
I think we've gone along pretty well with budget. The Board of Supervisors has done a pretty fair job keeping control on things. And by that I mean there is an attitude, I hope, that is that we budget what's necessary. You don't inflate it so that in case something happens, you've got some extra to take care of it. I like the aspect where we actually budget what's necessary. You decide at budget time those priorities. And then should something come up unusual, then you come back and you adjust your budget. You find another way of covering those costs.
My last question is simple. Why should the men and women of District 4 vote for you over your competitors?
Well, I would hope that people vote for me because they understand that I feel a strong responsibility. And the reason I'm running is because I don't think I'm done with public service yet. I don't believe that I've done everything I can for the public, and I want a chance to continue that. I would hope that everybody would understand I'd be able to put myself in their shoes when a problem comes up and they can come to me. I want people to actually come and talk to me. That's not just a motto, it's a philosophy.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Bob Shepherd. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.